Hi everyone, Samian here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any. If you want to request a topic, you can do so at the PayPal or Subscribestar links found in the description. So I thought I'd cover an article called Manosphere, Where Men Who Hate Women Come Together for Supports, by Patricia Gonzalez, and here's what various parts of her article have to say, and I quote, "In the jungle of the manosphere, there are different subcultures. MRAs, MGTOW, incel. This caste system is explained endlessly on websites and forums, with the meticulous detail of someone describing a Tolkien universe or a deck of Pokemon. They are the men's rights activists, or MRAs. Their causes are mistreated men, especially in terms of parental custody, and they want to change the laws. Then they're the pickup artists, who have professionalized their activity, converting it into a business. They're also anti-feminist women who have high symbolic value. Then they're the MGTOWs, or men going their own way, whose misogyny has no monetary or social relevance. They do not actually want to transform anything, but live on the sidelines. They're done with relationships, and their rhetoric is more cynical. In Spain, there are very few of them, but they're still more numerous than the incels. Ultimately, the men of all these subcultures are united by the feeling of being victims of the discrimination that living in a society they consider gynocentric means. They're seeking a group identity. Their search is not so much about information as it is consolation. The manosphere is an internet universe of online forums, websites, blogs, YouTube channels, and social media profiles, marked by the defense of masculinity that is loaded with misogyny, where users feel threatened by the system, women, and above all, feminism. Parallel to the arrival of feminism in institutions, this has been an anti-feminist retreat that considers itself counterculture," says Elisa Garcia Mingo, a sociologist from Spain who spent a year between February 2021 and 2022 diving into online spaces. She and fellow researcher Silvia Diaz-Fernandez shared their findings in a report called Young People in the Manosphere: Influence of Digital Misogyny on Their Perception of Sexual Violence. Garcia Mingo says that authorities are closely monitoring the radicalization of what they describe as incel terrorism. What worries her most, she says, is how easily and subtly kids come across this content and how they internalize it, turning it into something emotional that they can no longer refute with arguments or data. For example, a boy who starts dating girls and Googles flirt will soon fall into a spiral of hostile, misogynistic, and even self-destructive content. As parents, we are very concerned about prawn, but we don't even think about this, says Garcia Mingo. The manosphere has invented a few more pills, the most popular after the red one being the black pill, which ends all hope that anything can improve, leading to the cynicism of the MGTOWs and the no-future outlook of the incels. The manosphere works because it satisfies an emotional void and covers the care needs of many men, especially the younger ones, those who relate to a generation of girls with a lot of feminist awareness. Many feel misunderstood and go to these spaces to get information, but are also looking to create links with one another because they're very lonely, said the report. Thus, identity networks are created to build a masculinity around feelings of anger, frustration, and wounded pride. It is essential to understand it to fight against it, the expert concludes. We will not be able to stop the growing misogyny online without taking into account the socio-affective needs of men, unquote. Well, that's the short version. I'll get to my analysis of this in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to MGTOWs more dangerous than prawn, according to feminists, Clown World Show. I find it funny that the author of this article says that our so-called misogyny as MGTOWs has no social or monetary relevance. If it didn't, then women wouldn't be talking about it now, would they? Why would they even care? The social relevance part is that many of us are ghosting them and simply won't talk to women and give them any attention whatsoever. What is the social or emotional cost of them losing all their emotional tampons? Then there's the monetary effect of men going their own way. We don't have to work as much and do as many dangerous, dirty, and difficult jobs, which means there aren't as many men to fill those positions. And as a result, guys doing those jobs have to be paid more, because there are a lot less applicants and there are labor shortages. That increases the inflation rate, and that puts more women than men under financial pressure, because they're less likely to understand inflation and economics. The author of this piece must be smoking her own belly button lint if she thinks we have zero monetary relevance. She can say it all she wants, but it's just not true. One of the women she interviewed said that we go to the manosphere for consolation instead of information. Really? If someone had shared all this information with me at the age of 15, I never would have needed to be so-called consoled, because I wouldn't have wasted 15 to 20 years of my life. The author is a woman, so she's putting female motives onto men in the manosphere, especially when she says that men are looking for a group identity. No, that's a female collective. We don't typically have a group identity as men unless we're cheering for our favorite sports team with someone that shares the same interest, or we go to war with one another. Otherwise, we tend to be hyper-individualistic and internalize our pain and suffering that women bring us. We talk to other men because we want to empathize with them, and also because we want to spread our worldview far and wide. Again, men in the manosphere are primarily using the space to gain access to valuable information, so we can reorganize our thought process. We aren't looking for other men to be our emotional wet naps. She says we don't want to transform anything as MGTOWs. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth. We want to transform our lives for the better, and what better way to do that when we have tons of free time because we don't have to deal with the women anymore? Women suffer when they don't make us suffer, and they see it as misogyny when we avoid that suffering. Patricia also insults fans of The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and Pokemon by comparing fans of nerdy pop culture to the manosphere. That's her trying to insult us without insulting us as a backhanded comment, trying to most likely say they were just a bunch of unattractive nerds. Although those things she's seemingly insulting us with seem to be popular these days with the normies. Her article is a hit piece talking about how the members of the manosphere are violent in Canada and the United States, as well as radicalization and incel terrorism, no doubt to put pressure on platforms and governments to shut us down. She's also not savvy enough to pick out that incels are synonymous with the black pill and not MGTOWs. She says that the black pill leads to the cynicism of the MGTOWs. Really? MGTOW is black pill now, is it? I don't think the author of this piece knows the difference between the two, but probably wants both of us gone. One of her more interesting points is that young boys are internalizing content that's found on the manosphere, and learning the truth about female nature at a very young age. But their mothers are worried about them learning about prawn, and a lot of the time MGTOW and other things are not on women's radar when it comes to their kids. What Patricia and women in general speak of with regards to the manosphere and the red pill is common knowledge that hasn't been common in 200 years, because women have successfully been able to police male thought and speech by shutting down male spaces. Now mothers have to police both types of content for their sons. That's nearly impossible considering that most boys these days have their own devices. And it's not like 20 years ago where there was just one computer and a common space in the house. That's why I think that at some point countries will push for some kind of digital ID system. But if they censor us, we will just go to use VPNs. If they force us to use the digital ID in order to get on the internet, then many of us will leave for countries that give us actual freedoms. This ends in either total global slavery or total freedom. There really is no in-between, and women in governments require their male slaves. Well, at least Patricia acknowledged that we can't actually stop the red pill or black pill from spreading without taking care of male needs. If they try and suppress those needs and refuse to deal with them like they're doing right now, then eventually the men that go their own way will just lay flat and stop producing, and without male production, feminism and the strong, empowered women are finished, especially as more men check out of the job market and effectively go out on a lack of sex strike. Then all the strong, empowered women making tons of money at their government job are going to have to go to the local farmer, plumber, or electrician to help keep the lights on and pay him a fortune. I see what's coming here in Eastern countries already. The majority of men I met in Eastern Europe want to do as little as possible. They work to live. But a minority, about 5%, start businesses and hire women to do customer service and basic labor for them. That's what the future of the West is going to look like if we aren't careful. A lot of monkey business like that is probably already going on in Spain. There is no way to ban the manosphere short of taking us to totalitarianism and restricting all access to the internet. That's not going to happen, and even if it did, there would still be many places around the world that we could escape to if we really wanted to. Closing down physical male spaces is easy, but shutting down the internet is far more complicated, especially considering that both men and women use the online world as their dopamine fix these days. All governments and feminists can do is slightly slow the spread of the manosphere But if they want to kill it, they have to destroy the dynamic forces found in their economies. Men would then leave their countries, and women can't have that. So one day when they take political power, I'm predicting that they'll forbid men from leaving and focus on bringing in mostly male immigrants to expand their sexual marketplace options. But now I'm just talking out of my ass. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Spanish feminists sporting Frida Kahlo unibrows want to smash the manosphere so that men will find them attractive again in all their bushy facial hair glory. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the hit pieces that can't distinguish the difference between the black pill and the red pill away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.